At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Can we all just admit that it should not be normal for the President of the United States to be up all night ranting and raving like a lunatic online about how much he wants to annex our neighboring territory of Greenland? He posted multiple AI photos of him planting the U.S. flag in Greenland after not ruling out military force, and then he proceeded to post private text messages of NATO leaders sending him messages trying to calm him down or just trying to get dinner with him at the World Economic Forum this week, where he will be, where all of the European leaders are, where Gavin Newsom will be as a counterweight to Donald Trump, and where there are many, many important conversations happening. I wish I could be confident that we are being represented by someone smooth and articulate, and I guess Newsom is there. Newsom will do a good job representing the United States, but unfortunately, Trump is going to steal all of the attention on Wednesday when he has these conversations. But Jake Tapper said, in the middle of the night, the president was posting private messages from European leaders criticizing the UK and sharing a fake image of a map in which the United States controls Greenland, Canada, Venezuela, and Cuba. Didn't Trump run on quote-unquote America first? Didn't Trump supporters specifically say like a million times that they wanted to put America first, American interests first? Donald Trump has spent more time talking about Venezuela and Greenland than he has healthcare or inflation or the economy. I mean, Americans are seriously struggling after the Affordable Care Act subsidies expired on January 1st of 2026. There's no backup plan. Trump has no way to help anybody. Some Americans are paying more in healthcare premiums than they are for their mortgage every single month after the ACA subsidies expired. It is cruel, it's sick, and Trump continues to post about Venezuela and Greenland all damn day. We're going to break this down. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mochler feed, whether you're on YouTube, whether you're on Facebook, or you're on Spotify. We are now everywhere, continuing to push the truth. Piers Morgan points out a pressure point in the Trump administration. He says, maybe England, France, Spain, Germany, Portugal, Netherlands, Norway, and Italy, all of the countries that Trump has tariffed and basically started a trade war with over the past week because he didn't get a Nobel Peace Prize, which, by the way, is decided by a board of people, not by Norway. And this board of people had to decide on January 28th when Trump was like 1 week into office. It's all BS. But Piers Morgan points out, maybe England, France, Spain, Germany should all pause participation in the World Cup while the various tariff negotiations continue with President Trump. 8 of the 10 favored teams to win withdrawing might concentrate some minds. In my mind, Donald Trump is obsessed with these quote-unquote maximum leverage plays where he thinks that if he just says the craziest shit, throws out the craziest idea, doesn't rule out military force, places tariffs on everyone, then he'll have leverage to then negotiate what he wants. But why doesn't any other party use this maximum leverage play? The only person I've seen use this effectively was Governor Newsom when he also redistricted California democratically to neutralize Donald Trump's redistricting of Texas. He said, listen, I'll not do this if you stand down. He was trying to gain leverage and he ended up winning. He ended up getting the win and neutralizing what Texas was trying to do. To continue, Donald Trump then posted this quite literally in the middle of the night at about midnight or 1 a.m. He posted a photoshopped image. Now, this is a real meeting that happened between European leaders. They were trying to sit him down and beg him not to allow Russian aggression to occur, not to allow Zelensky right here to be taken over by Russia. And Donald Trump had to sit there and listen. So he photoshopped it to have a board where he has the Canada, he has Venezuela, he has Greenland, he has Denmark. He basically has the entire hemisphere under the U.S. flag. This is some sick imperialist bullshit. This is some really deranged stuff. We benefit from having NATO allies. We benefit from having countries that we trade with nearby, and he's trying to splice that up. He then posted this one. It's him, Marco Rubio, and J.D. Vance planting the U.S. flag in Greenland. Greenland, U.S. territory, established 2026. That's not even how it works. Greenland has quite literally already been established. You can't reestablish it. That's not how it works. Our president is an idiot. You can't establish Greenland again. But either way, earlier on the tarmac, he answered a question about the Board of Peace that he's created. This is the most absurd inversion of reality ever. It's so Orwellian because he invited Vladimir Putin to be on the Board of Peace. Go figures. I mean, the same guy who posted this in front of with Zelensky in the image now wants Putin to be on the Board of Peace. But the more offensive part is, I can't tell what's more offensive. Him inviting Vladimir Putin, but then him in the same clip saying that nobody wants Macron of France in it. Are we joking here?
Have you invited President Putin to be a member of the Board of Peace?
Yeah, he's been invited.
Do you have any response to President Macron saying he will not join the Board of Peace?
Oh, did he say that? Well, yeah. Nobody wants him because he's going to be out of office very soon. So, you know, that's all right. What I'll do is if they feel like Costco, I'll put a 200% tariff on his wines and champagnes and he'll join. But he doesn't have to join. If he said that, you're probably giving it to me a little bit differently.
We're getting into Mad King territory. I really think we're getting into Mad King territory where we have somebody who can't even apply his orange bronzer or makeup or tanner. What is this? Is this bronzer that he rubs on his effing face every day? Either way, he's got some serious mental health issues and he threatens Macron or the people of France with a 200% tariff on the wine of France. If Macron doesn't join the Board of Peace with Vladimir Putin, the Board of Peace is downstream from his anger that he didn't get the Nobel Peace Prize. Now he's projecting. This is all absolutely batshit crazy. I want you to watch this clip where he says,
if anybody thinks that Norway doesn't control the Nobel Prize, they're just kidding. They have a board, but it's controlled by Norway. And I don't care what Norway says.
I mean, this is so far beyond the point. Okay, there's two things. First of all, Norway doesn't control the Nobel Peace Prize. This is like some absolutely schizophrenic stuff, like him saying that Dominions or Democrats control the elections. But secondly, even if they did, this is not a reason for you to go to war. People are forgetting the part that Donald Trump is using the Nobel Peace Prize as a pretext to try to go to war. Thankfully, Governor Gavin Newsom is also at the World Economic Forum. He showed up to Davos in order to represent the United States. And it's so nice because he says something that I have been reiterating on the show over and over and over. Now, I will always take the side of our pro-democracy European leaders over any authoritarian threat, whether it's Vladimir Putin or whether it's taking the side of Zelensky and Macron over Trump. Right now, I'm taking the side of our European leaders who are being tariffed for saying, hey, you can't just invade Greenland. I do not want Donald Trump to invade Greenland. But where I don't agree with them is that you can just write some letter to Donald Trump. That it actually kind of annoyed me when they wrote some letter, a joint letter, where they didn't even mention Trump by name. They just vaguely referenced some forces that are trying to take away sovereignty from Greenland and said, those forces need to stop. It's like, really? Write a letter calling this guy an effing idiot and saying that you'll tariff us into oblivion or something. Like, actually establish some leverage over this buffoon. Mark Carney had the right idea of Canada. Mark Carney knew how to establish a little bit of leverage, but there needs to be more leverage establishing.
Do you have a message for Europeans who are concerned about the messages from the White House around Greenland this week?
Yeah, it's time to buck up. It's time to get serious and stop being complicit. It's time to stand tall and firm, have a backbone. I've seen this in the United States, the supine Congress playing both sides, you know, say one thing on a text or a tweet and another publicly.
Should
it's time
you have
to
respond
have principle.
With tariffs?
It's time to stand tall and strong.
Does that mean responding with tariffs?
It's time to stand united. You make that determination. I don't make that determination.
But when you say standing tall, what do you mean?
Just I can't take this complicity. People rolling over. I should have brought a bunch of knee pads for all the world leaders. I mean, handing out crowns and handing out, I mean, this is pathetic. Nobel Prizes, they are being given away. I mean, it's just pathetic. And I hope people understand how pathetic they look on the world stage. I mean, at least from an American perspective, it's embarrassing.
So what should Europe be doing?
The Europeans should decide for themselves what to do. But one thing they can't do is what they've been doing. and they've been played. This guy's playing folks for fools, and it's embarrassing.
Europeans think this is diplomacy, and this will ultimately work.
Oh, this is diplomacy with Donald Trump? He's a T-Rex. You mate with him, or he devours you. One or the other.
And Europe's being devoured?
People need a statement. No, the Europeans could be if they continue down this path.
Thank you, Governor Gavin Newsom, for saying that there needs to be strength. Okay, now here are the posts that Donald Trump made in regards to the texts that he was being sent by people in NATO. Now, just for some context, Mark Rutte of NATO had this strategy early on in Trump's term where he would really flatter Trump. And I actually thought it was smart at first because the only person that we'd seen do it to this level was Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin would just affirm everything Trump said and then use that to get what he wanted. So we saw a meeting where Mark Rutte like called Trump daddy or something. It was a really weird moment. I thought it was really odd, but I was like, whatever we need to do to help Ukraine. But at this point, 1 year into Trump's term exactly, it's over. Stop trying to flatter him. Stop trying to affirm what he says. We need to push back. He's not going to all of a sudden switch and help Ukraine, switch and be pro-democracy. He is so deeply intrinsically against all of that that Mark Rutte should probably just be firm. But he says, Mr. President, dear Donald, what you accomplished in Syria today is incredible. I will use my media engagements in Davos to highlight your work there, in Gaza, and in Ukraine. I am committed to finding a way forward on Greenland. Can't wait to see you. Yours, Mark. Okay, this is some pretty disgusting stuff. A way forward on Greenland. Say, Mr. President, if we see each other, I want to have a serious conversation with you. Why are these people so subservient? Then, Emmanuel Macron of France. By the way, this is Trump just leaking these private messages. There's got to be some security stuff here. Anytime anyone messages Trump, they must be assuming that it's going to be leaked out into the public. From French President Macron to President Trump, my friend, we are totally in line on Syria. We can do great things in Iran. I do not understand what you were doing in Greenland. Let us try to build great things. Okay, thank you. At least he says, I do not understand what you're trying to do on Greenland. I can set up a G7 meeting after Davos in Paris on Thursday afternoon. I can invite the Ukrainians, the Danish, the Syrians, and the Russians in the margins. Two, let us have a dinner together in Paris together on Thursday before you go back to the U.S. Emmanuel, I'm sure this dinner will end up happening, and I'm sure Emmanuel Macron will at least try to talk Donald Trump down in any way that he can. I want you to remember this is all stemming from a message that Donald Trump sent to the leader of Norway after Norway, after Denmark, after the UK, all of these countries came together to push back on Donald Trump's tariffs. They were like, dude, you're placing tariffs on all of your NATO buddies because we just said you shouldn't invade Greenland. So he sends this batshit crazy letter where he says, Dear Jonas, considering your country decided not to give me the Nobel Peace Prize, I no longer feel an obligation to think purely of peace. I've read this letter multiple times. He then says, Denmark cannot protect that land from Russia or China. Why do they have a right of ownership anyway? It is just quite literally the type of imperialist authoritarian rhetoric that you'd see into the lead up of World War II. We have mechanisms to prevent world wars like NATO, but Trump is trying to erode those mechanisms by invading our own NATO allies. So this is not how you stabilize the world order. This is how you cause chaos. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.